four lines from the bottom. The Gemara quotes a contradiction between two brises. Tani chada. One brise says ha'ayna amen achab bechaysav harizem meshubach. A person says amen after his own bracha. It's praiseworthy. The Tani yidach. The other brise contradicts the first brise harizem meguna. And for the Gemara loy kasha ha'bi bani Yerushalayim ha'bi shar brachas. When you say bani Yerushalayim, then you say amen on your own bracha. All other brachas you don't say amen. Manish tani bani Yerushalayim. Why is it different? So some, our practice is that that's the one and only bracha that we say amen. So read the next line of the Gemara. Abai ani la dukala. When Abai would bench, he would say, Bani rachman v'shalayim amen. He would say it amen out loud. For what purpose? Ke'echa delishmu pa'alim v'leikum. In order that those who are not self-employed, those who work for other people, are not allowed to say, Hatev amen. That's the Gemara in the next daf. Towards the bottom of Mem Vav Amid Aleph, the Gemara says, no, not the bottom. The Om Amar here, the second wide line on Mem Vav Amid Aleph. So the Gemara quotes the Om Amar. It's quoted from Daf Tezayin. Poseach Behazon, a poel who works with someone else, is not allowed to take off and goof off on the job. But he has to eat his lunch. He doesn't have to gobble down the lunch while he's talking on the telephone. He doesn't have to eat his lunch while he's doing some other work. He can take a lunch break. But then when he recites the Birchas Hamazon, he has to abridge it. Pasech b'hazon. The first bracha he says, Hazonas Hakol. Hazonas Hakol Kulutah, Hazonas Hakol. And then the second and the third brachas he combines together. Rekolot b'nei Yerushalayim b'birchas ha'aretz. And he does not say Atoy b'ameitiv at all. That's the Gemara in Tezayin. That's the Tosis there in Tezayin. We discussed already. The Tosis on the bottom of Tezayin, Amid Aleph, assumes that Min HaTorah you have to recite three separate brachas. You have to say Hazanas Hakol, and Noidelucha, a separate bracha, and Bani Rachman Vishalayim Mam in a third bracha. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha. How can the Poelim combine the second and the third brachas? They're not in fulfillment of the mitzvah Min HaTorah. The Avagav the Midiraisehen. Tosis has a Akasha. You can say it's Min HaTorah. You have to mention these themes. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Eretz Yisrael, for the food, for Eretz Yisrael, for giving us Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdosh, Malchus Beis David. Who says you have to say in separate brachas? So Tosfos there assumes, the other Rishonim disagree. They say that the Rashba disagrees. Says no. As long as you mention all the themes, you would say Min HaTorah. Tosfos holds not so. You have to recite three distinct brachas. One bracha for the food, one bracha you thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for Eretz Yisrael, and a separate bracha where you're supposed to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash and the Malchus Beis David. Bezman is that we're missing all of those. So we ask Rachim, though, have Rachmanis on Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash and Malchus Beis David. So Tosfos asked the Kasha, so the Poelim are not Yotzeh. And for Tosfos, just like the Chachamim are authorized to tell us not to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls on our Shabbos, and not the Gershon, this guy Be'er Pesach, doesn't bring a Korban Pesach, and so on, and not to put on tzitzis on the beggar shall pishton. What's the great need? You have to have a tzorach. You have to have a concern. You're supposed to put in an honest full day's work for the boss, and it's not right to take coffee breaks all the time. It's not right to cheat on the balabas. So that's why the Chacham felt that it's compelling to be megal. And the Rashba disagrees. What? To say a separate bracha? It's such a great need. He says, nah, the fact that we say in distinct brachas, that's only with the Rabbanan, Behemamr. So for Poelim, they abridged it. So that's what the Gemara is saying over here. The Poelim delete completely those who are not self-employed. They work for someone else. So the Gemara says they're supposed to put in a full day's work. They're not supposed to cheat the Balabas. So the Gemara says earlier in the second paragraph, they don't do Chazaras Hashatz. Poelim who are engaged by a boss, they're salaried by a boss, they make a Hechek Kedusha. They daven quickly. So too, when they bench, they leave out Hatev Ameitiv. So Abai Onelei, because Abai used to say Bnei Rachman Yerushalayim Amen out loud, Keecha Delishmu Poelim V'Leikumu Hatev Ameitiv. Labdar, I said the Poelim should listen. They should hear that he's saying Amen. He's finishing the benching, and they should get up and go back to work, because they shouldn't say Hatev Ameitiv. It's only the Rabbanon. It's not part of the benching, and the Poelim don't say. So that's the common practice. We only say Amen. Acha Bichas Atzma by. By Bnei Rachman Yerushalayim Amen because of the Poelim. Most of the Rishonim do not learn like that. Most of the Rishonim learn, like Tosfos says, Ho b'Bnei Yerushalayim, Ho b'Shabbos. It doesn't mean only Bnei Yerushalayim. Pirusha ben Echanan Balach is Gedolus, the Eish Mufashim Bechol Bracha, Baruch Gagon, Achi Yishtabach, Kayotzebo, means when you have a series of brachas. We say Baruch Shama and Yishtabach, Baruch Shama before Pesuka de Zimra. Yishtabach after Pesuka de Zimra. So that constitutes a series of brachas. Vikayotzebo, what could be Kayotzebo? But this morning we said Halal. So you say Baruch Hashem Kedushan, Mimitzos, Mitzvana Likros, Halal before, and say Halucha at the end. So whenever you have a series of brachas, then you say Amen at the end of the concluding bracha. So Birchas Hamazon, and also a series of brachas. You have three brachas. Baruch Shaman Yishtabach is only two brachas. And here you have a series of three brachas. Hazana Sakol, No Deluchan Rachem. So when you finish the third bracha, you say Amen. Miu Puk Chazim Ayamad. The bar the meaning is that we only say Bye Bye Yerushalayim. So the way Tosfos says, many Rishonim said, whenever you have a series of brachas, say Amen at the end. So the Gemara says, Hoba Bani Rishonim is Labadavka Bani Rishonim, means that's one dugma. And then the Gemara says, Abai used to say out loud Amen, that the only time he said the Amen out loud was by Bani Rishonim, because he wanted to notify the workers that should go back to work. But he said Amen after Yishtabach, and he said Amen Shema Ami Soload, Amen, after Hashkivenu. Whenever you have a series of brachas, so he would say Amen.
How about Shmona Esrei, for example?
Right, so Shmona Esrei, also you should say Amen. So where do we say Amen? So our practice is we only say Amen after Puk Chazim Ayam Debar. We only say Amen there. But according to the Rambam and the others, so where do they say Amen? So they said Amen. Oysa Shalom Urami, Hashem, and Kol Yisrael Yimru Amen. So we say Amen at the end of the Shmona Esrei. And then the Rambam writes that you should say Amen at the end of Hashkivenu. The Rambam didn't have Baruch Hashem V'Yolam Amen V'Yomein. So he says, Hashkivenu ends off, Shema Ami Soload, Amen. That's how the Rambam went. So we raised the question yesterday, what about the two brachas before Kriya Shema? In the morning you say, Yotzer HaMoris is the first bracha. Then you say, Ava Rabba is the second bracha. Abrach Ma'am Yisrael B'Yahavo. And then you say Shema Yisrael. Do you say Amen after Abrach Ma'am Yisrael B'Yahavo? Is that the end of a series of brachas? So Rashi writes, you're not finished with the series of brachas yet. The series of brachas is the brachas Kriyashma before and after. Like Tosfos says, Baruch Shama is before Pesuka de Zimra, Yishtabach is after. We added on the Birchas HaMitzvah is before Halal, and Yahalucha is after. So that constitutes a series of brachas. And according to these Rishonim, you would say Amen at the end of Yishtabach, you would say Amen at the end of Yahalucha. So it should be a question whether you should say Amen after Goal Yisrael in Shachas, but not that you should say Amen after Abrach Ma'am Yisrael B'Yavi, you didn't finish a series of brachas yet. That's what Rashi writes on the top of Mem Vav Amid Beis. The second line from the top on in the Rashi, a member of the base, Ubracha Achreina should be Kriya Shema Emes V'Yatzav Emes V'Amuna. Rashi over there is not talking about answering Amen. Achar Bichas Atzmi is talking about a different issue about Bracha Smucha L'Chavata. When you have a series of brachas, the Brisa says three lines from the bottom, Amen Vav Amid Aleph. The Brisa says Kol Abrachas Kulam Pesach Be'Amen Baruch V'Chayis Amen Baruch. Every bracha has to begin with Baruch Atah Hashem, and it should end Baruch Atah Hashem. Unless it's a bracha smucha l'chavato. So your halaluch at the end of the halal, or yishtabach at the end of the Pesuk HaZimra, is not pasachas b'baruch. The answer is, it's smucha l'chavato, it's smucha to the bracha before. What kind of smucha? But you have the halal as mafsik, or you have the Pesuk HaZimra as mafsik. So the answer is, that's not called mafsik. That's not considered mafsik. That's considered one long hemshah. So Rashi says, the same is true over here, regarding the bracha achreina should be Kriya Shema. It ends off Goal Yisrael and it starts Emes V'Yatziv, Emes V'Amuna. How come it doesn't start Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam? So Rashi answers, because it's smucha l'chavato, it's smucha to the brachas that came before. Just like Yehalaluch and Yishtabach smucha l'chavato to the original bracha before the Pesuk HaZimra, before the Halal. So Emes V'Yatziv is smucha l'chavato. Bracha achreina should be Kriya Shema. Emes v'yatzev, emes v'amun, afal pishe kriya shma mafzik bentayim. Abrocha still fanel smucha, havila smucha l'chavata. That's how Rashi writes. There's an interesting ritva in Megillah. The ritva in Megillah points out when you get an aliyah, so you say a bracha before and a bracha after. Bizman ha-Mishneh, it says in the Mishneh Megillah, the Kohen says the first bracha shabach abanu, and all the other people who get an aliyah don't say a bracha. And the last one who gets the last aliyah says the bracha shenasan lan. And then the Gemara says in the days of Rav Shmuel, when they came to Bavel, they instituted a change. that every oil of Torah should say a bracha before and a bracha after. Mipnei hanechnasim, mipnei hayotzim. Apparently, it was like a train station. People were coming in and going out, coming in, going out. They weren't there the whole time. So a lot of people would come in late in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. This late, late. They would come in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. So they would miss the bracha shalafana. So at least the Levi and the Shlishi and the Hamishi, at least all the other people said a bracha shalafana. So the Chapta bracha. And a lot of people were leaving early on Shabbos, Kiddush clubs. They had to leave early. So a minute from the days of the Gemara. So they would leave early so they would miss the bracha shanasalon at the end. They didn't stay till the end of the Kriyas HaTorah. So they instituted every Eil HaLater. It's a strange Gemara. That's what it sounds like. They instituted that every Eil HaLater should say the bracha before and after. That's a question. Was that a major change or a minor change? So some Rishonim say, no, even Bizman HaMishnah, that the Kohen said the bracha Shabbach HaBana before, and the last one said the bracha Shenasan Lano at the end, all the people had in mind, in case I'll get an Aliyah, I should pay attention and be yotze with the Kohen's bracha Shabbach HaBana. And all the people who got an aliyah stayed there till the end, and when the Achron said the bracha shenasan lano, so they beyotze the bracha with Shemei Koine. In the days of Rabbi Shmuel, where people were coming late and leaving early, so there was a problem. What do you mean? I'll beyotze with the Koine's bracha shabbach abano. I wasn't even there. They gave me an aliyah. I wasn't even there when the Koine said shabbach abano. What do you mean? I'll rely on the Achron's bracha shenasan lano that he's going to say at the end. All the Olam Latar will stay to the end, and the Lord beyotze with Shemei Koine. The Ran says like that on the Riv. The Rana Megillah says like that. That Mepnei HaNechnas, Mepnei HaYotzim was not a major change. It was just Bizman HaTan, Be'ikar HaDin, everybody has to say a bracha before and after. But they always relied on Shemei HaKoine. And then the Amoraim, Bizman Rabbi Shmuel, they saw Yotzim, Nechnasim HaYotzim. The Oil of HaTorah a lot of times wasn't there, B'Shas, the Kohen said the bracha before. And they're not going to stay there till the end when the Achron is going to say the bracha Shalachar. So that's why they made a minor change, not to rely on Shemei HaKoine. Everyone should say his own bracha, as was the Ikar HaDin all along for the days of the Tanakh. That's how the Ran says. In the case of Mishnah, on the side of the Rambam and the Ritva and the Mishkan HaSyankiv, they don't think so. They think that it was perhaps a major change. That is Manat Tanoim, the whole Kriyas HaTorah was treated as one unit. So they say one bracha before, one bracha at the end. And then Rav Shmuel changed the major change. They said we should treat every Aliyah as a separate unit. So every Aliyah needs a bracha before and after. And the case of Mishnah raises the possibility. You have to check. I think the Mitzvah has it, the Mishkan HaSyankiv has it, Shuvah. There is a din. You have to have a minyan to start Kriyas HaTorah. But if you had a minyan at the beginning, in Hischilu Ein Mafsikim, if they started Kriyas HaTorah with minyan, Chazaras HaShatz, you have to have a minyan when you begin Chazaras HaShatz, when you start saying Kaddish. But let's say you started saying Kaddish and there was a minyan, and in the middle of the Kaddish, someone disappeared, and you no longer have a minyan. So the din is in Hischilu Ein Mafsikim, Goimrim, you finish that unit. Let's say the Chazan started saying the Kaddish in between Yishtabach and Yotzeror. He says the Kaddish and there's a minyan. And then he gets to the Shemoneh Esrei. By the time he gets to the Shemoneh Esrei, there's no longer a minyan. So he doesn't start Chazaras HaShatz. You don't say, since he had a minyan when he started Matovu, the first thing in the morning, he had a minyan, so he can go weiter. No, he has to have a minyan at the beginning of the Chazaras HaShatz. If he had a minyan at the beginning of Chazaras HaShatz, then he can even say the Kaddish afterwards, because the Kaddish is a hemshech from the Chazaras HaShatz. But you can't say the Kaddish after Aleinu. If he had a minyan when they started saying the Kaddish after Aleinu, then you can continue. So the shaila is Bizman HaTanoim. If you had a minyan at the beginning of the Kriyas HaTorah when they called up the Kohen for the first Aliyah, Baruch Hashem Avarach, and then the tenth man disappeared in the middle of the Kriya of the Kohen, you can finish that Aliyah. So Bizman HaTanoim, you can finish the whole Kriyas HaTorah, because we treat the whole Kriyas HaTorah as one unit. Bizman Rabbi Shmuel, did they make a major change that you treat each Aliyah as a separate unit? That's why they made a takana. Each one says a bracha before and after, because each Aliyah is a separate unit. So Meschilu Goimrim, in Meschilu Basara, Goimrim Ach Bishen Shamasara, would now, Mikan Labod, only would apply to that Aliyah that you started, but it wouldn't apply to the rest of the Kriyas HaTorah. So that's a Dion. That's what the case of Mishnah raises, such a possibility. I think in the Shulchan Aruch, some of the Poskim Taka say like that. So again, so here, so the Ritva raises a question over there. The Ritva is that question, how come Yishtabach and Yihalulucha are not Pasech B'baruch, because we declare that it's Mucha L'chabata. Yishtabach is smucha to Baruch Shammah, and Yihalulucha is smucha to the Baruch, the Brichas HaMitzvah, at the beginning of the Halal. Even though you're mafsik with Pesukah de Zimra, that's not a hefsik. Like Rashi says over here, Emes V'yatza, the Emes V'amun is smucha l'chavetor to the Brachas that you said before Kriyashma. So the Ritvoa and Megillah raises a question. So why does the bracha after the Aliyah begin? Hashanasan lana terasem is, why does it begin Baruch Ata? I should declare that it should be smucha lachavet to the bracha before, and I should not require that it should be pasachas bebaruch. So he gives an answer which is going to pose a problem. He gives an answer. He says, min b'mino yein ha-chaytzis, min b'shein ha-mino ha-chaytzis. What is he saying? He says, a bracha is always a shevach to the Rabbanu Shalom. Psukah de Zimra is a shevach, and halal is a shevach. So he says, the bracha before Psukah de Zimra is a shevach. The Psukah de Zimra itself is a shevach. The halaluch at the end is a shevach, so one long hemshech. So that's called smucha l'chavetam. The bracha before the halal happens to be a brichas ha-mitzvah, shekadashana b'mitzvah, so it's ivanu, likros ha-halal, that's a shevach. And the halal itself is a shevach, the halalucha is a shevach. So that's called smucha l'chavetam. But the kriyas ha-torah is liman ha-torah. The bracha is before and after ha-shevach, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The kriyas ha-torah is not shevach, that's liman ha-torah. So that's a hefsek, so you can't consider that smucha l'chavetam. So it's going to be questionable what Rashi writes over here. That Emes V'yatziv, the reason why Emes V'yatziv is not Pasachas B'baruch is because it's a smucha l'chavato. That's what Rashi says. Obracha achrena should be kriya shma, that's the second line from the top. And the Rashi, emem vav on the base. Obracha achrena should be kriya shma, Emes V'yatziv, Emes V'emuna, afal pishi kriya shma mafsik bentayim. He says it's not mafsik. Obracha is delofana, smucha v'avila smucha l'chavato. So why is it? So the question is here also. The brachas are all shevach. In tefillah, shevach and tefillah, and the kriyas shma is Talmud Torah. So why shouldn't it be the same as kriyas ha-Torah?
You were saying yesterday, I think even, that the whole thing is that the brachas of kriyas shma are made in kriyas shma.
Each bracha
corresponds to a paragraph. So they are kind of similar to each other.
I mean, it's better.
As opposed to brachas ha-Torah and kriyas ha-Torah, which are, there's no, similarity.
Good. Maybe that's the pshat. That's the chilas of Rashba. Maybe because each one of the brachas of Kriya Shema spells out the various themes of the Kriya Shema. So maybe it's better. Okay, that could be the answer on the Rashi. So Rashi seems to hold: you have a series of brachas. When you finish a brach ma'amisol biyavo, you're not finished with the series yet. Emes v'yatziv is still smucha l'chavetam. That's the reason why Emes v'yatziv is not pasachas but baruch. So Rashi would never raise such a question. Habacha b'Amisol b'Yavo, you should say Amen, a series of brachas. You didn't finish the series yet. Rashi should raise a question when you say Goal Yisrael. Maybe there you should say Amen. That'll be a question. Maybe you should say Amen after Goal Yisrael. According to this opinion, that Tosfos quotes Rav Harishonim say like that. The Amad, the Bar, the Minig is not so. Minig is the only say Amen after Vayim Rachma B'Shalayim Amen. But according to the way Tosfos says, whenever you have a series of brachas, you should say Amen at the end. So Rashi will raise the question, why don't you say Amen after Goal Yisrael? But he's not going to raise the question, why don't you say Amen after Baruch Ma'amisol B'Yavo? You didn't finish the series of brachas yet. You look in the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this, Perek Aleph in Hilchas Brachas Halacha Tezayin, he quotes our Gemara, Kol ha'ayna amen acha birchoy sov, I say Amen after my own bracha. First, the Rambam says the proper practice is whenever you hear somebody else say a bracha, you should answer Amen. And then he says you should not answer Amen after your own brachas. And it's Meguna. However, V'hoina, Amen, Acha bracha she served brachas, Achroina is Hareza Meshubach. If you have a series of brachas and say Amen, that's the correct practice. Kagon, Acha Baina Rishalayim Brichas Hamazan, V'acha bracha Achroina shall Kriya Shema shall Arvis. After Hashkibenu Shem Am Yisrael Ad Amen. V'chein Misayif Kol Brachas Sheisayif Brachas Achroinos Ayin Bo Amen Achar Atzmo. What's another example? V'chein Misayif Kol Bracha at the conclusion of a bracha, which is a conclusion of a series of brachas. So let's say under the chuppah, you say Sheva Brachas or a party. You have a Sheva Brachas. What's the last bracha? V'sameach Hasan Im Hakalo Amen. That's a series of brachas, so you should really say Amen. Or let's say the Haftarah, when somebody gets Haftarah. Mikadesh HaShabbos, Amen. It's a whole series of brachas that you say. So you should say Amen at the end. Maybe I should say, should I say Amen after Yehalalucha? We said that Yehalalucha and Yishtabach HaSmucha L'chavet to the Baruch Shamar and to the bracha before. So at the end, Melech Mehulah, Batish Bachayis Amen. And at the end of Yishtavach, Yishtay Amen. If we say Smucha L'chavato, so it's the you say Amen at the conclusion of the bracha, which is a concluding bracha to a series of brachas. So the Rambam asks a question. Okay. Why does it say Bani Yerushalayim Amen? You didn't finish the Birchas Hamazon yet. You didn't say Atayv Ameitiv. The answer is Atayv Ameitiv is separate. It's not part of the Birchas Hamazon. It's only with the Rabbanon. It means even with the Rabbanon, it's not part of the Birchas Hamazon. If it would have been part of the Birchas Hamazon with Rabbanon, so you didn't finish. The answer is Mendei Shabrochas will be Mechach Me'amishna Tiknua Kilo Hitosefet. Separate. Aval Sof Iker Habrocha Shal Birchas Hamazon Hi Bani Yerushalayim. Then he raises the question, Veloma lo yana omin achar abba soilom? Habukha b'amisobi ahavo. How come you don't say amen? So Rashi probably holds the question is Nishkin question. Because you didn't finish the series of brachas yet. Emes v'yatzib is going to be still smucha l'chavato. You didn't finish the series yet. Rashi is going to ask a question. After Gaul Yisrael, you should say amen. The Rambam is going to have to ask. The Rambam will only ask raise a question by Myrit, because the Rambam holds that the two brachas before Kriya Shema is one series, and you finish with the bracha Ma'amisol B'Yavo, and you don't say Amen. Nobody says Amen, and he's asking a question: why don't you say Amen? He holds that that's one series. Then Emes V'Yatziv that you say after the Shema Esrei is not a series of brachas; it's only one bracha that stands alone. By Myrit, you have Shtaim Lachareha. The Mishnah says you have Emes V'Amuna, then you have Hashkivenu. So the Rambam Taka says, you do see Amen. Shammai Misolo Ad Amen. You do see Amen. Because that's the conclusion of a series of brachas. So why don't you say Amen after Abuchab Amisol be Ahavo? Veloma Leyan Amen Acha Avasoy. Lamin Pnei Shehu Sof Brachas Avishoynes Shel Kriya Shema Vechen Kol Kayet Zezeh. Vibrachas Yem Avorcha Mosim Tchilo the Dove Kagon. The Rambam is, when you light the first night of Chanukah, you say three brachas. Or the second night of Chanukah, you say two brachas. Then you do the Hadlaka. How come you don't see Amen after you light, after you say this two brachas or the three brachas, you have a series of brachas? V'loma lo yana omen achar abasoylam then she sof brachas v'shonu shal kriya shma. You've completed the first series of brachas. V'chein kol kiyotzem in brachas yamavachem osam t'chila ledova kigom brachas yamavachem lefnei kriya sa megillah v'adlokas neiris chanukah. Before you read the megillah also you say three brachas. And then the first night of Chanukah you say three brachas before you light the ner Chanukah. So the Rambam answers, the man lo yafsik ba amen bein bracha or bein adova she birach alov. We want to have a bracha birchas hamitzvah should be oivel asiyosim. That's the lashon haGemara Pesachim Mant Avzayin. Kol hamitzvahs kulam mevarach aleim oivel asiyosim. What does it mean oivel? It doesn't mean koydim. Koydim means prior to. Oivel means immediately before. That's what the Rishonim Amidayit. You should say the bracha birchas hamitzvah oivel asiyosim. And not over the oivi, shouldn't be mafsi. So the Rambam says, if you're going to say amen, this will be a violation of oivi. You have to have oivi, shouldn't be over the oivi. So he says, the birchas mikra megillah and the birchas hadlokas neres chanukah, a birchas hamitzvah, they have to be oivi lasiyasim, and anias amen would constitute a hefsik. Laman lo yafsik bo amen bein brocha, bein adobish e birch alov. Amen would constitute a hefsik. And he says the same is true by Abuch HaMisol B'Yahavo. You shouldn't say Amen, because that's like the Birchas HaMitzvah on Kriya Shema. You don't say Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvos HaMitzvah L'Kriyas HaShema, but it's a Birch. The Gemara says in the first parik that if a person didn't recite Birchas HaTorah in the morning and he said Abba Rabba and Shona Al Asar, and he learned that's on Yud Aleph HaMitzvah. So the Gemara says he's yotze with a birchas haTorah by his Abba Rabba, the Shana Lasar. So that's what the Rambam seems to assume, that since Abba Rabba on the same Abba Solom at night by Ma'ariv, the second bracha of birchas Kriya Shema can substitute for birchas haTorah. It's a form of birchas haTorah. So in a certain sense, that's the birchas haMitzvah for the Kriya Shema. So you shouldn't say Amen, even though when you finish a bracha Ma'amisol B'Yavo, you really finished the series of brachas. You finished the series of the first two brachas before Shema. So you should have said Amen. The Rambam holds it's a question. You should have said Amen. So he said, you don't say Amen because that's considered a hefsek between the Birchas HaMitzvah and the Mitzvah. The same as Hadlokas Neres Chanukah and Mikra Megillah. Then the Rambam asks Halacha Yotches, Perak Aleph Halacha Yotches and Brachas. Olamo Layana Omin Acha Birchas HaPeris HaKayotze Bo. When a person says Bari Priyaita, Shakal Nimidvar, Bari Min Mizenis, Hamoitzi, whatever, why doesn't he say Amen? So the Rambam answers, because it's only one bracha, And you only say Amen after a series of brachas. Comes the Raibin and asks, Kosov Raibin, lo yadaiti mahuzeh. Why does the Rambam have to give another explanation why you don't say a bracha, why you don't say Amen after Shahakalim Dvar HaMaitzi? He just said before that when you say Birchas HaMitzvah, you want to have Oival HaSiyasam, you shouldn't have a Hefzik. And Ani HaSamein, Achad Birchas HaTzmo, would constitute a Hefzik. So here also, you don't want to have a Hefzik between the Birchas HaNenin and the eating of the food. If you're Mapsik, you have to repeat the bracha. The Gemara said before, we had the Gemara before says, if you say Tul Baruch, if I say Amoitzi, and then I say, please take some challah, I give it to the others. I say, Havi Lechem, Havi Melach, Gvila Ture, please give some food to the behemah. I'm not supposed to eat before they feed the animal. So the Gemara said, where was that Gemara? Mem Amar Aleph, right, the top line of Mem Amar Aleph. The Gemara said, all these things, but don't constitute a hefzik. But if you're mafsik, Shalomi Inyan Ha'achilo, then it would constitute a hefzik, you would have to repeat the bracha again. So what? So the Raibid is masik on the Rambam. What does he have to give? A new reason why there's no ani yasamein achabichas atzmo on shahakol amazaynis ahamaitzi, because it's only one bracha, it's not a series. He already gave another reason before, because you need oivel asi yasam. Yeah, but that's what the Rambam is explaining. The Rambam says the reason why we don't say Amen after Shem Am Yisrael Lo'ad, you do say. The reason why you don't say Abrecham Am Yisrael Bi'avo, the reason why you don't say Amen after Abrecham Am Yisrael Bi'avo is because it'll be a hepsik between the Birchas HaMitzvah and the Mitzvah. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam is quoting a Tosefta here. There's a Tosefta, and that's what the Nosei Kelim explained. There's a Tosefta in the last parak of Megillah. In Mishnayis and Megillah, there are four prokhim. In Tosefta and Megillah, there are three prokhim. Usually Tosefta has more prokhim. Has more. So everything is written more barichas. In Megillah, is punk faker. That you only have three prokhim in a Tosefta. Long parak. So in the middle of the last parak, the third parak of Megillah, so it has these brises that are quoted on the bottom. The two brises, Harez and Meguna, Harez and Meshubach. If you're Einar Amar, Achim Pichasatzim, the whole thing is a Tosefta. And the third parak in Megillah, the Stam and the Fei and I will point it out. It's surprising that on the Masoros HaShas they don't tell you that it's a Tosefta Megillah. But the Nosei Kelim on the Rambam bring this to your attention. So the Tosefta says you don't say Amen after Birchas HaPeres. The Rambam is quoting. It doesn't give any reasons. I know Amar Achim Birchas Atzmos Meguna on Birchas HaPeres. When the Kohen goes to Duchen, he says Hashikadoshan Bikdashos Shalom Tzvon Malach Hashamisol Biyavo. If the Kohen who goes to Duchum Alayinzer will say Amen Achad Birchas Atzmon, it'll be Meguna. And then it says, you shouldn't, it's Meguna, you're not allowed to say Amen after Birchas Atzmon by Poris Al Hashma. There's a Mishnah Megillah that there are a whole bunch of things that need a minion, because it's a Dovish of Yigdusha, to say Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, Chazor Sashat, Kriyas HaTorah, HaFtorah. You need a minion. So it says, Haparis Al Hashma, you need a minion. What's the Pirush Amilus? What does it mean, Haparis Al Hashma? So that's a machlokes. This is important for this. The Merkavas HaMishnah points out that you have, and the Meiri has this whole story. Merkavas HaMishnah was Mechavan to a Meiri. So the Rambam in Perek Ches in Hilchas Tfila, Alocha Hei, quotes that Mishnah, that Haparis Al Hashma, you need a minion. So how do you translate the words Paras Al Hashma? So the Ravid learns like Rashi. The Ravid is in disagreement with the Rambam's understanding. Rashi says, let's say you have to eat a kazayis terke de achilos pras. What's the definition of terke de achilos pras? What does the word pras mean? Pras means la halofros lo roiv lachmecha. Rashi always chases over the whole story from the beginning to the end. It says in the Navi Yeshaya, halofros lo roiv lachmecha. You have a big challah. You're a rich man. You don't need so much. A break off half given away to the yadi. So how much is achilas pras? How big a volume of challah, of bread? Pros l'roi v'lachmecha, lechem. How big? Either three beitzim or four beitzim. Where does it come from? Three beitzim, four beitzim. Amachlekes hatanoim in a mishnah in Erevin around Pei Gimel or something like that. What's the machlekes hatanoim? If you want to have an eruve truman, if you want to go chutz l'trum, you're not allowed to. So if you want to go less than 4,000 amas, you can't go more than 2,000 amas. That's trum shamas. So if you leave food 1999 amas away from where you live, and you say want to be kohen shvi'i seder, then you go another 1999 amas after that. So almost, you can go on slightly less than 4,000 amos. So how much food do you have to leave over here to declare that that's your makom? So the Mishnah says you have to leave mazon shtei sudos, as much food as you would normally eat in two meals. What kind of food does it have to be? So the Mishnah says bakom yarvi. You can use pickles, you can use herring, you can use chicken, you can use cholent, you can use challah, you can use wine, whatever you want. If you're using bread, you have to use the volume of bread that a normal person would eat in two meals. If you're using meat, you have to use the volume of bread, the volume of meat that a person would normally eat in two meals. Using pickles, using herring, using gefilte fish, how much gefilte fish would a normal person eat in two meals? So you always have to leave mazon shtei sudos. How much bread would a normal person eat in two meals? So that's a machlokes ha'tanaim, whether it's eight, the volume of eight beitzim, or the volume of six beitzim. So then when the Shas, all over Shas, it talks about kedei achilas pras is a half of that. So if going to machlokes ha'rishonim, which tana's opinion to accept? If the mazon shtei sudos is eight beitzim, means mazon sudachas is four beitzim. If the mazon shtei sudos is six beitzim, so the mazon sudachas is three beitzim. So that's where the whole story comes from, the pras. So what does the word pras mean? You break it in half. Pras means half. Like, for example, the Gemara talks about bifros ha-pesach or bifros ha-tzeres. What do you mean, bifros ha-pesach? So the rabbi writes over here. What does the expression mean, bifros ha-pesach or bifros ha-tzeres? So he says, shloshim yom kodem achag, he's supposed to learn hilchas pesach. Shloshim yom kodem ha-tzeres, he's supposed to learn hilchas ha-tzeres. So if you break that in half, so pros is 15 days before. So 15 days before Pesach is Rosh Chodesh Nissan, that's called pros ha-Pesach. And 15 days before Shavuos is called pros ha-Tzeres, and pros ha-Chag is 15 days before Sukkot. So the Rabbi says, ha-Paris al-Hashma, that's how Rashi says also. Ha-Paris al-Hashma means you're breaking the Birchas Kriyashma into half. A normal person says two brachas before he says Kriyashma, Yotziror, and then you say Abba-Rabba. So Yotziror has Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Kvod Hashem im Kaimai. So that's a Dovah Shebikdusha. You can't say with less than a minion. So what's going on? What do you mean the people? So Rashi and the Rebbe learn shot like this. Not everybody comes to shul. Some people daven in a dormitory room. Some people daven yichidus. So they can't say the Kedusha and Yotzeror. Other Rishonim disagree. The whole Pshat and Rashi they don't accept. It's not true. You may say Birchas. He may say the Kedusha and Yotzeror. So Rashi and the Rabbi learn, you're not allowed to say the Kedusha and Yotzeror. So then, when they finally come to the Beis Medrash, 9 o'clock, everybody's in the Beis Medrash, crowded. So a lot of guys didn't say the first Bracha and Yotzeror. So they get together, 10 people get together, one guy gets up and he says the Bracha Yotzeror, and they say the Kedusha Basor. Because when they davened earlier, either they didn't say the whole first Bracha at all, or they left out the Kedusha of Yotzeror. So now that they have a minion, so they're able to say the first bracha. So the Ravid understands like Rashi, Haparas alashma means they're going to break in half. Like Kedei Achilas Pras, Pras HaPesach, Pras HaTzeres, the word Pras means to break in half. There are two birchas Kriyashma prior to reciting Kriyashma. So those who daven b'yichidus and they didn't say the full, either they left out completely or they didn't say the full first bracha. So when they gather together a minyan, they didn't say baruchu. So they say start with baruchu, they have a minyan, and then they say the first bracha of Yotzeror. So the Tosefta says haparos halashma should not be oina omen achav birchosav. So the Rabbi says of course not. He only says one bracha. Haparos halashma means only saying one bracha Yotzeror. That's all. And it says one that says birchas haperis doesn't say omen achav birchosav. There's only one bracha. The only time you say Amen Achav Bechosav is when there's a series of brachas. But Paras HaLashma, according to the Rabbi, there's only one bracha. And Bichas HaPeres, there's only one bracha. And the Kohen who's duchening, he only says one bracha. Shekidushan, Bikdushos, Shalar. So one of the brachas HaMisol B'Yavad, there's only one bracha. So those are the three dugmos that the Tosefta gives. Paras HaLashma, the Kohen who's duchening, and the Bichas HaPeres, you shouldn't say Oina Amen Achav Bechosav. Yeah. What about The Rambam does not learn like that. The Rambam understands Aparas HaLashma differently. Chayin, in here, Perek Ches HaLochehei in Hilchas Tefillah. Lo yeh echad mevarach birchas shema v'hakol shom v'vanim achra amen ela ba'asora. By the Svardim, they have the practice that the Chazan says the birchas kriya shema out loud, and everybody just says amen at the end. And the Yotze with Shemei HaKoina. they really should have been able to say Shema Kohen on the Kriya Shema itself, but that was the Yerushalmi. That's one of the three exceptions to the rule. We don't permit that. You have to recite. You have to recite the Kriya Shema yourself. So the Rambam interprets the Mishnah Haparas Al Shema LeYifres BePachas MeAsara that this din that we permit Shema Kohen by Bichas Kriya Shema, this is only if you have a minyan. Chen lo yiyah echad is listing off what you need a minyan. Asar anashim b'nei gedolim b'nei choyrin. Says kedusha, kriyas haTorah, haftar. You need a minyan. Chen halacha hey, he lists off that mishnah megillah, all the different things that you need a minyan for. So he says chen lo yiyah echad mevarach b'yichas shma b'hakol shom mevonim amen ele basar v'zel anikra paris al hashma. Why is it called paris al hashma? The Ravid says the whole pshat is wrong. That's Poris, because you're breaking in here. What does the Rambam call Poris Alashma? So they quote that the Pasuk in Navi, in Sefer Shmuel, when Shaul lost the Asonos and he met the girls, and he asked them, where can I find Shmuel HaNavi? They asked Shmuel HaNavi where the Asonos are. So they said, oh, he's soon going to come. He's soon going to come. They're going to bring Karban. He's going to say a blessing in conjunction with Akravos HaKarbonis. So they quoted the Targum Yonasim and Israel on that pasuk says, Yivorach ala Zevach, who Yifres ala Zevach. That Yifres means to recite brachas in conjunction with Dovash HaBikdush. So the Rambam says, Paris ala Shema doesn't mean you're breaking anything in half. Prusa in the Mishnayis does mean like that. Kedei Achilus Pras means you break in half the Mazon Shtei Sudas, the Lechem that's mentioned in the Mishnah, wherever is there, Pei Beis or Pei Gimel, on the end of the Erezim. That it has to be either 8 beitzim or 6 beitzim. So you break in half, that's called pras. That means to break in half. But paras ala shema is like paras ala zevach or yifras ala zevach. So according to the Rambam, haparas ala shema is saying both brachas in the morning. And he still doesn't say amen after abach ma'amisol biyavu. That's what it says in the Tosefta. Haparas ala shema is meguna if he says amen. So why is it meguna? So the Rambam had to come up with a reason. So the Rambam's reason was they were just read in Hilchas Brachas, because he says that'll be a hepsik between the Birchas HaMitzvah and the Mitzvah of Shema. It's not exactly a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's not exactly a Birchas HaMitzvah. So that's a big machlokes. The Meiri wrote a whole sefer called Magen Avos. On the first page, when they originally printed it in the manuscript, they call it the Shadas Chuvus of the Meiri. But it's not really Shadas Chuvus, it's just Magen Avos to defend the Minhag HaVosav in the city Lunel. He lived in Provence, and they had unique minhagim. So he brings up, I think, 22 issues, that when the Ramban passed away, Talmid HaRamban moved to Provence, and they gave Mahata, and why they had all these strange minhagim. So the first Inyan Harisha, and the first topic that he talks about is that in Provence they had the practice that after Shem Berchav Amisol Biyavo they would say Kel Melech Neman Shema Yisrael Hashem Alkeinu Hashem Echad. So where did the Kel Melech Neman come from? So they say because the Gemara says in Shabbos that the word Amen is a Rashi Tevus of Kel Melech Neman. So they really started off with the practice of saying Berchav Amisol Biyavo Amen. They did say Amen. They said Amen. Why? Because they did not, they understood Haparas HaLashma like Rashi and the Ravid. The Niri goes into a long arichas. He says, Amachlekes HaRishonim, what it means, Paras HaLashma. This the exact same thing that the Markevus HaMishnah writes on that Rambam in Hilchas Brachas, in the end of Perek Aleph in Hilchas Brachas. So that's what the Niri writes in the Magen Avos, this long arichas. They really understood Paras HaLashma like the Ravid. You're only saying one bracha, Yotzer HaMoiras. So you only say one bracha, of course you don't say Amen. But if you would say the first two brachas of Shema, and he doesn't agree with Rashi, that Emes V'yatziv is a smucha l'chavata, no, this is the conclusion of the first series of brachas. So you really should say Amen. And it doesn't constitute a hefsik. Amen is not a hefsik between the mitzvah and the bracha, because it has a shaychus. Just like if you say tul bruch, so it has a shaychus with the eating of the meal. If you say Havi Melech or Havi Lifton or Gvila Ture, so the Gemara said that Af Mem, it's not a hefsik, that's B'dievet. So here he holds even L'chatchila, it's not a hefsik. This is the proper thing to do. You concluded a series of brachas, so you should really say Amen, so it's not a hefsik. So why did they say Kel Melech Naman? Why did they just say Amen? Because they quote the Medrash Tanchuma, they call the Medrash Yilamdeinu. Because every Medrash Tanchuma starts off Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu. They pose the question, what's the din in a certain case? What's the din? Do you have to celebrate Chanukah? So the rabbi answers, yes, you have to observe Chanukah for 8 days and light a menorah and say Alanisim and eat latkes, whatever. So that's every Medrash Tanchuma starts off Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, what's the din? So he quotes the Medrash Tanchuma in a few places, writes that if we will recite Kriya Shema and say every word, so the 248 words in the Kriya Shema, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect all about 248 Eivorim. So the Mefarshim point out, the Meiri says, the Mefarshim pointed out that there are no 248 words in the Kriya Shema, unless Yadam Baruch Shem Tvay Malchus of the Yonvoid, which is not really part of the Kriya Shema. That's why Yankov Avinu said, okay, so we'll cheat a little bit about that. And still don't have 248 words. You have to add on another three words. So they said, and they have to say Amen anyway. You got to say Amen. Because they understood that Paras Allah Shema, if you say Amen, is Megunis, like the Raibit says. You're only saying one bracha, Yotzer Amaris. Not like the Rambam understood Paras Allah Shema, saying all the brachas Kriya Shema. You're only saying one bracha. But if you really say both brachas, you got to say Bracha Mamisol B'Yahavo Amen. So in order to make it into three words to add on to the Kriya Shema, so they spelled out the Amen, they said Kem Alach Naman. The Meiri explains in the Inyan Harishon in the Moganav, that's where the whole story began. So the Raibit here, the Raibit is Masig on the Rambam. He says, why did the Rambam have to come up with a new reason? See, the Rambam wrote in different halachas, halacha Yud Zayin, halacha Yud Ches, because the Tosefta and Megillah, Paragimel and Megillah lists off. There are three people who should not be Oina Omin Acha Birchas Atzmon, if they do it's Meguna. So one is Bichas HaPeres, and one is Paris HaLashma, and one is the kind who's duchening should not say Amen. So the Rambam says the Bichas HaPeres, you shouldn't say Amen, because it's only one bracha. Lom alayan amen ach Bichas HaPeres keretz, mnei shi bracha achas, vein amen amen elo, if it's a bracha achreina of a series of brachas. Why did the Rambam have to give a new reason? He just gave a reason before. The Raibit is Masik. The Rambam just said, why don't you say Amen after Habacham Yisrael B'Yahavu? It's the end of a series of brachas. So the Rambam answered, because you want to have Avil Asiyasam. So isn't there a din of Avil Asiyasam by Bichas HaNenen? The Loshon HaGemara only has Avil Asiyasam and Pesachim Dav Zayin by Bichas HaMitzvahs, but doesn't apply also to Bichas HaNenen. Here the Gemara and Dav Mem Amar Alpha is talking about Bichas HaNenen. You say Hamoitzi and you're not allowed to be mafzik in between Hamoitzi and Achila, just like we said over from the Nari Bihuda, that you're not allowed to be mafzik in between the Tilas Eidaim and the Brocha. The same din applies to both. The Brocha should be mitzuruf to the Achila, and the Brocha should be mitzuruf to the Mitzvah. So that's what I saw the Ragachava points out on this Ramam and the Tzafnas Paneach. He refers you to that Taisus and Arvi Psochem. We once discussed that Taisus. All year long, let's say on Shabbos and Yom Tov, one person says Hamoitzi, and then he gives everybody Challah. And it's not a problem of hefsik between Hamoitzi and Achilas HaLechem. It takes a while till you slice the Challah, and you have to give everybody to sit till they get the Challah. It takes a while, so no one ever raised an issue that it should be a problem. On Pesach night, it's a Machlekes HaMoraim in the Gemara. So one Amor is of the opinion that matzah b'fnei kol echad v'yechad, because since on Pesach night you say birchas ha-mitzvah, asher kedushanu b'mitzvos tzvan al achilas matzah, so that'll be a hefsek if you'll pause till the balabais will distribute matzahs and kazayas and tukazayas to everybody, all the mesuvim, that'll be a hefsek, it'll be a violation of oy v'lasiyos. So the conclusion of the Gemara is that it's okay. We don't require matzah b'fnei kol echad v'yechad. So Tosfos asks the question, why did they only pick on Leil Pesach as a problem because they say the Birchas HaMitzvah? Why not all year long, every Shabbos and Yom Tov? One person says Hamoitzi, he gives to everyone. It's always a problem.
Maybe it's also thematic. Maybe it's also thematic.
So you have to say, that's what Tosfos answers. You don't have to give, even without, you're giving an explanation. Even without an explanation, Tosfos just says, one is a Birchas HaMitzvah, one is a Birchas HaNenen. So Tosfos says, by Birchas HaMitzvah, only the Gemara says on Dav Zayin and Psochem, you need a bracha oival asiyasam immediately prior to the asiyas HaMitzvah. So you should try to avoid all hefsekim. By Birchas HaNenen, it should be before, you shouldn't have a hefsek. So this is not a hefsek. Oyvah lasiyasim abichas hamitzvah is a stronger din. That was the Havamina. That was one opinion in the Gemara. It was on Leil Pesach by the say they need matzah b'fnei kol echad v'echad. Because since everyone is yotze the birchas hamitzvah about lachilas matzah, so you want there shouldn't be any pause at all. Masheni came by birchas hanen, and it's not that serious. It comes to the maskana, we reject that. We paskan that you don't need matzah b'fnei kol echad v'echad. So the Rogatchov says we reject it, and that Gemara we don't require matzah b'fnei kol echad v'echad. But the principle behind it is correct. What Tosis explained in the first mandama, he is right. What he said that the din of Eibel Asiyasim only applies by birchas hamitzvahs, not by birchas hanen. So that's why the Rambam distinguishes. The Rambam says, when you say the three brachas before hadlokas haneris, or the three brachas before mikra megillah, you don't say amen leman leyafsik ba'amin ben abracha ben adavah shebiruch alav anias amen is an extraneous thing, so that would constitute a hefsik vis-a-vis birchas hamitzvah. Birchas hanen and it wouldn't constitute a hefsik. Birchas hanen and there is no din of oiver immediately before. You should say the bracha before. You need a mate. You can't say the bracha after. If you'll be nenem and ala mazeb ala bracha, it doesn't help if you say the bracha. You have to say the bracha before. You're going to say the bracha half an hour before is no good. You got to say it soon before. Shehi is also a hefsik. But shehi mu'et is not so big. So that's why the Rambam raises the question. Why don't you say amen? You can't say, well, you just said the reason before. The Rabbi said, you just gave the reason before by birchas hamitzvah. So the Rambam apparently thinks, that's what the Rabbi Shove writes in Tzafnus Panech al Rambam. Says the Rambam apparently thinks like that opinion there, the end of Arif Psochem, it wasn't, the Halacha Lamaisa was rejected, but the idea was not rejected. The din of Oyvel Asiyasim really only applies to Birchas HaMitzvahs. It doesn't apply to Birchas HaNen. So that's over here, the Rambam feels compelled to give a different explanation. Why you don't say Amen after Birchas HaPeres? Because it's not a series of brachas. By Birchas HaMitzvahs you don't because it's a hefsik. And the Raiva doesn't see what he needs a separate explanation for.
According to Meiri, why isn't there a problem being changing the tefillos from the Matvei Shetavu Chachamim to stretch the Amen to Kiyam Ma'at Lema?
I don't know. You really should say Amen, but Amen stands for Kiyam Ma'at Lema. And we want to accomplish two things. We want to kill two birds with one stone. So you want to say Amen after Abraham Yisrael Biyav, and you want to say Kel Melech Naman. You want to say three words to add on to the creation.
How come the Amen between
Benching, between Bnei
Yerushalayim and
Atova Meitiv
is not a
Hefsek? It's not a Hefsek because Atova Meitiv is really not part of the Benching. That's what the Gemara says. It's Lav Daraisa means even with the Rabbanon it's not part of the Benching.
Because it's an odor of a bunch of brachas in a row, you're chayav amen, and that's more important than that.
You can probably talk also. You can probably talk also between. But why should you talk? You may as well say atav amen right after the benching. But it's not really part of the benching. It is a famous tesis on lamin amid base. What's the din if a person forgot yalav yava yan v'shchodesh in nishman esrei? He has to daven over again. Unless it's Leil Rosh Chodesh. Leil Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to daven over. But in a mincha, shachris a mincha, if you got Yalav Yav, you have to daven over again. So Tosis has the shayla. There's a famous Tosis, Dibra Masra Mistavra, on Lamanon base. So what if the person said, in Nishman Esri, so Chazen Naim Shulch Atziyam, Hamach Zer Shchinos of Atziyam, and he didn't yet start Moedim. They say that since if you got Yalav Yav, it has to go back to the beginning of its day, or not. So Tosfos quotes, this was a machlekes, the Ri and the Rabbein Elchanan. The Rabbein Elchanan was the son of the Ri. So the son said, he quoted a Gemara, a memtes am an aleph, next daf. That if a person forgets to say, would say, Yalav Yav, in the Birchas HaMazon, and he finished. V'nei Mishlam Kozmer. V'nei Mirachma Bishalayim Amen. And he didn't start out Tov Amektiv yet. And he forgot Ritzei Yalav Yava. So let him say right over there. You don't say Ritzei Yalav Yava, you say Abrocha. So the Gemara gives you a whole Nusach Abrocha. What do you say? It's the last six lines on the Amud. Tov lehiska shal Shabbos. He finished Bani Brahma Mishalaim Amen. He didn't start a Tav Amen. So he said, Baruch Shanas and Shabbos, it's the Miruch Alam Yisrael B'yabalos, Lebris, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos. What if you forgot Shal Yantav? He said, Baruch Shanas and Yantav, what if you got Rosh Chodesh? So he gives you all the Nuskos. So the Rabbein Al-Khanan said, you see, that if you forgot to say, we'd say, Yalav V'yavu, where it belongs, and you finished that bracha, you didn't yet start the next bracha, namely, Hatoiv HaMeitiv, you can say that Haskarav Shabbos Yontav, where you are. So the Rabbein Al-Khanan said, the same is true in Nishman Esrei. If you forget to say Yalav V'yavu, on Chol HaMoed, on Rav Rosh Chodesh, where it belongs, we'd say, Am Chisol B'Sviyos, Am Shem Asabad Al-Rav Be'Secha, Yalav V'yavu. If you finished Hamachzor the Shechinah also the sin, you didn't start Moedim, so you can say Yalav V'yavu there. So the Ri, his father, disagreed with the son, Rabbein Ochanan. He said, what's a tushta? Tosfos quotes part of the story on Laman Amud Beis. So he said, what's the Hashvua? By the Birchas Hamazon, after you finish Bona Rachma Mishalayim Amen, basically you finished the whole benching already. So if you realize that you forgot to say Ritzei, or Yalav V'yavu, so there's really no issue of Hefsik. You finished with the whole benching. And you should have said the Haskar of Shabbos Yontif in that concluding bracha before you said the Vnei Yerushalayim Mirakodesh. You forgot to say it. So say it, take it from Miyad. Say it right after you finished Bnei Rachma Yerushalayim Amen. And there's no problem of Hefsik because you finished the bench. And Atav HaMeitiv is not part of the Birchas HaMazon. Mashiach came Nidlo Shmona Esrei. What do you mean? He's going to say Yalav Yov Imtun Amasa Shkenos Adetzin Amoidim. It's not a Hefsik. It doesn't belong over there. That's what they re-tined against the Rabbeinu Chanan. So they had this ongoing debate. So one fine Rosh Chodesh, the Ri Taisa doesn't quote the whole story, the Ozaru quotes the rest. The last line in that Taisa is on Daf Lamed. So the Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam, the Ri was the nephew of the Rabbeinu Tam, Ben Ochanan was the son of the Ri. So the Ri was davening next to the Rabbeinu Tam in Paris, that's what the Ozaru I think writes, and the Rabbeinu Tam, he heard him, overheard him davening Tefillah Balachash, and he forgot to say Yalav V'yavu in the Shmona Esrei, where it belongs, and he finished Hamas Ashkenaz of the Tzion. And he did like the Rabbeinu Chanan. Rabbeinu Tam didn't like the Rabbeinu Chanan. He said Yalav V'yavu before he said Moedim. So from that time on, the Ri didn't disagree anymore with his son, Rabbeinu Chanan. If he saw that his uncle, the Rabbeinu Tam, did like this good enough, and the uncle is good enough for him. So that's it. The Vilna Gaon doesn't paskin. The Vilna Gaon paskin is against the Rabbeinu Tam. He paskins like the Ri. He holds that it's not right. So basically, that's what Tosfos says. Tosfos thinks that there's no issue of hafsik at all. You can be mafsik all you want after the benching is over. Bar Rach Mishlaim Amen. Before I start, I tell you, mate, have you really finished? He really finished the whole Birchas HaMazon, and there's no issue of Hefsek.
He didn't say the Birchas HaMazon that
way. I mean,
can have it both ways.
So since he says they did it right away, so Haskar, that's the Chiddush, that's what the Rabbeinu Achanan thought it is implied in this Gemara. Whenever there's a Takanas Chachamim to mention something in the middle of a bracha, and you didn't do it, as long as he say it soon afterwards, as long as you don't wait too long. If you start the next bracha, say you lost your chance. You start a Tav HaMeitiv, say you lost your chance. And if you pause too long, it's also no good. And you start it, say soon after, Tavke Dei Dibur. Right after you finish the bracha, if you do the Haskara, it's good. They say in Shulchan Aruch, the same thing a person forgot to say, the same Talamot of the bracha. In the winter time, where tonight you're supposed to start saying the same Talamot. So what if the person said the same bracha, Al Pnei Ha'adam, and he says, Mevarach HaShanim, the same Talamot of the bracha, Al Pnei Ha'adam, and then he says, Tka B'Shef HaGod L'Chei V'Sein. So Shulchan Aruch, it says, that but the evidence good, you shouldn't do it, but the evidence good, we follow this Rabbein Al-Khanan, because the Rabbein Tam did like that, Allah HaLamayis. So we hold that that's acceptable. Anything that should have been mentioned in the middle of a bracha, let's say a person has forgotten, Shulchan Aruch says, Mishnah Berurah has this, a person is supposed to say, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. So what if a person skipped the page in the Birchas HaMazon and he says Baruch Atah Hashem Al Ha'aretz Ve'al HaMazon, and then someone brings to his attention he left out five lines. So he said he should add on V'noy D'Lecho, and we thank you also B'Shul Chasam Tavuv Sarein, as long as he says it before he starts Rachim No Al Yisrael HaMech. If he says it in between the second bracha and the third bracha, soon after completing the second bracha, before starting the third bracha, so that would be acceptable. That's how we paskin like this Rabbeinu Chanan, because the Rabbeinu Tam said like that. Rabbeinu Tam did like that. So again, so there are different opinions over here. after Abach Ma'am Yisrael B'Yahavo, so the Rambam learns that that's called Paris HaLashma. Paris HaLashma means saying all the brachas. And it says in the Tosefta Megillah, Paris HaLashma should not say Amen after Birchas Atzma. So which one? Goal Yisrael, you don't say Amen. There's only one bracha. The Rambam holds that that's not called part of the series. There's a series of two before Kriya Shema, and then there's only one after Kriya Shema. It's not that it's a series of three. Rashi says it's one long series, that Emes V'yatzev, Emes V'emunah, is smucha l'chavato to the brachah. That was the Rashi on the top of Mem, Vav, and Beis. Emes V'yatzev is smucha l'chavato to the brachah before Kriya Shema. The Rambam learns not so. So the Rambam learns that the reason why you're not supposed to... The Rambam learns that the Tosefta Megillah that says you don't say Amen by Paras HaLashma means you should have said Amen after Abach Ma'am Yisrael B'Yavo. You don't, because we treat Avarab as if it were a Birchas HaMitzvah on the Kriya Shema. That's what others disagree. What kind of Birchas HaMitzvah? You're not saying Asher Kedoshanu Mitzvah, and so on. It's B'chlal not a Birchas HaMitzvah. They don't accept that pshat at all. They hold, maybe the Tosefta means you're not Oyin Amen because you didn't finish the series of brachas yet. The series is only over when you say the Goal Yisrael. After Goal Yisrael, how come you don't say Amen? So maybe that's like, you need Smichas Gula L'Tfilo. So maybe Amen would be a violation. Amen Acha Birchas Atzma would be a violation of Smichas Gula L'Tfilo. But you can't say that you don't say Amen here because it's a hefzik between a Birchas HaMitzvah and a Mitzvah. They tie it against the Rambam. The Miri quotes the whole thing in the Magen Avos. What kind of a Birchas HaMitzvah is it? That's a very strong kasha. The Mishnah says about being mafsek from pnei akovim pnei ayira bein aprokim is a bigger heta than the emtsa perek. What do you mean? Bein aprokim over here between abach ma'am sobe yam shma is a real hefsek between the birchas hamitzvah and the mitzvah. Yes, the rishonim has that kasha. That's a murderous kasha. That's a very strong kasha. Mishnah says beferish this is considered bein aprokim. So how can you consider that a birchas hamitzvah, right? The Ravid was from Provence. So the Ravid doesn't agree. The Ravid probably did say Amen after Abach Ma'am Yisrael B'Yavo. That was their practice. They did say Amen. That's what the Miri is defending. So the Ravid doesn't spell out the whole thing, but he's in disagreement with the Rambam.
The thing is, the problem with applying the Raga Chavra to the Rambam is that the Rambam is when he's talking about, you know, Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaNen, he says, you know, that Birchas HaNen and Birchas HaMitzvah are both over L'Asiyasan. And just like there was a Takana for Birchas HaMitzvah, so too there was a Takana for Birchas HaNen.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems that he's, you know, equating the over L'Asiyasan for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay. It's a good point. And he says, Kishem. And he says, just like the Chachamim instituted, the Rama writes in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Brachos, just like the Chachamim... And halacha gimel, perak al halacha, shem shem v'rachem al ha'hanu ha'kach v'rachem al kol mitzvah mitzvah v'achakach yaso isa. Just like they made a takana to say a bracha before you eat food, so too made a takana that you should say a bracha before you perform a mitzvah v'achakach yaso isa. So it sounds like it's very similar. Okay, you can say it's similar, but it's not 100% the same. That's what he seems to imply over here in perak aleph, same perak, halacha yud zayin yud ches. It's not exactly the same. Mm-hmm.
Why is it called Mukuna?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That Lashon is in the Tosefta also, Megillah. It's a one brisa in the Tosefta. Here it's Tani Chode v'Tani Yidach. There it's all in one brisa. Oyin Amir Ach B'Chas Atzma is Meguna, unless it's a series of brachas. Yeah. I don't know. So the Gemara said they had the opposite practices. Yeah.
According to the Rashi, we mostly begin with Tosfos on Tes Zayin.
Yes.
Pauling. So I know Rabbi Akiva asked the Kasha on Tosfos from the Gemara later about the Gemara brings Rav, and how would he deal with that Gemara also? How would he fit that in? According to the Rashi, the whole thing is Derabanan. So what kind of Raya is it that the Pauling could leave out the Bracha? That it's Derabanan.
They delete the whole Bracha. They don't say Atayva Meitav at all. Why? Because it's only the Rabbanan. But according to Tosfos, that reciting Noida Lachon Rachem has two distinct brachas is Menat Torah. and the poilim combine it, they violated din deraisa because yesh kach yad chachamim laka domin atar b'shev yal tasa. So Rabbi Kevegra said, how do you prove that atay v'ameitav is lav deraisa from the fact that they deleted completely? Maybe it's yesh kach laka b'shev yal tasa. So you're going to have to give a lot of explaining. You're going to say, no, yesh kach laka b'shev yal tasa, they wouldn't have thrown it out completely. They would have combined it together with the... So the Gemara should have said a little, the Gemara should have schmaltzed it up. That's Rabbi Kevegra is
just... The
Rashba
says, meaning the whole three brothers
of
the
Gemara.
What kind of
Rashba
is the Gemara bringing here also?
No. Minatur, you have to mention, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all of these different things. For Yerushalayim, and for the Malchus Beis David, and for the Beis HaMikdash, and for the food, and for Eretz Yisrael. Minatur can all be combined in one bracha. So the fact that we separate into three distinct brachas, none of them are abundant. So by the poilim, they want to combine it, there's no problem. But you delete completely the whole Atayva Meitav, you leave it out completely, so that's an indication that that whole need for Atayva Meitav is only Rabbah. So according to the Rashba, it's Nicha. But Rabbi Kevegra says, according to Tosfos, Tzorech Iyun. The Gemara should have explained a little more. The Gemara should have said, you're deleting it completely as opposed to combining. So the Gemara said they had different policies. Abai's policy, what he said, Amen. Bein Rachman Shalayim Amen. He said Amen out loud. Let the Poilim know they have to go back to work. And they shouldn't cheat the balabas and use up his time. And other Amaraim had the opposite pas. Rav Ashi Yaron lo belechisha. He, I guess, he didn't have any poilim. Tosfos says, leka poilim. Echad the leka poilim. Afil Abai moed. Abai only did it. Abai apparently used to bench out loud, and he used to say Amen out loud in a factory where there were a lot of poilim. So he didn't want them all to be mevatel as man for the balabas. And Rav Ashi probably benched in the cafeteria in the yeshiva. Everybody's relaxed. You're going to say all the harachman. There's no rush. So he said it softly. He don't say it out loud. Why kech delon lezalzul? He doesn't want to advertise that atavah meitav is lav deraisa because every Tom, Dick, and Harry is going to decide not to say it. So he didn't want to mean lezalzul. Okay. So then the Gemara tells the story. Rab Zera took sick. Rab Zera cholosh. All the gabei Rabbi Abo, he came to me in Vakachel. He accepted upon himself a neder. He mispachketena charach shake. If this midget, apparently he was a short guy, Rab Zera. So he says, if Rab Zera survives, if he gets better, abidni ad mitav l'rabban. I'll make a suda saidoy. So lo and behold, he got better. Hispach. Rab Zera survives. He got better, and Rab Abo threw a party. Abid sudasa b'kul l'rabban. He made a suda saidoy. Suda saidoy is assumed to be a suda mitzvah. Asuras mitzvah. We mentioned the Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Mem Teh says min haTorah you can midiraisa bebittel b'lei psagim. If you mevatel b'libay kol chamir v'chamir dikem b'shus, you mevatel b'libay is good enough. Midirabanan, they don't want us to rely on bittel chametz b'lei. They want you to actually destroy the chametz. In the middle of Pesach, if you've been mevatlet, you may find a tasty candy bar or a tasty cookie or something, and you may forget that it's Pesach, and you may eat it. So the Rabbanon, they want that you should destroy mamish. So the Mishnah discusses on Mem Tes Masoch, a guy left the chametz in his house, and he's driving away. He's gone away for Pesach to his in-laws, to his parents, whatever. And then on the way, halfway on the way, he realized that he left the chametz at home. And he can't call back on his cell phone and tell him next door neighbor, go burn my chametz. So what does he do? Should he rely on bitl chametz? Should he just declare, I'm vat lal chametz? Rely on the din deraisa? Does he have to go back to observe the din derabbanan? So the Mishnah says, if he's going to do a dvar mitzvah, so then we will allow him to rely on the din deraisa to be mevatel. And he's just going to have fun with dvar shus, not going to dvar mitzvah, so we require of him he should go back the way he was and destroy the chametz and fulfill the din derabbanan and forgo the whole good time he wanted to visit by his parents or whatever. So he has to forgo the good time because it's only a dvar hashus. So in connection with that Mishnah, the Gemara discusses what's considered a dvar mitzvah and what's considered a dvar hashus. What's considered a sudas mitzvah, what's considered a sudas hashus. The Gemara talks about sudas. Erisin, in the days of the Gemara, they used to have erisin a year, a half a year before the nisun. The Gemara talks about the sudas erisin and about the sudas nisun. And then when you look in Shulchan Aruch, on that simon, Hilchas Erev Pesach, someone went on a road and he forgot to destroy the chametz. Can he rely on the bitl belay, which is good menatar? Does he have to go back and burn it? So the Shulchan Aruch with the Magen Avraham with the Prima Gadim discuss other things, other parties that you throw. Which parties are considered? What about an engagement party? That's not even Sudas Erisin. That's what the Magen Avraham calls the Sudas HaKnas. They used to accept upon themselves a knas, that if I back out from the shidduch, I'll pay you a penalty. If you back out from the shidduch, you'll pay me a penalty. So what about the Sudas HaKnas, the Vort or the Tanoim? Is that called the Sudas Mitzvah? And the Prima Gadim quotes the Sudas Ayin Shona. When a person reaches the age of 70, so it says, Yimeshana Sena Behem Shivim Shana. So he lived a full life. Mikvurish Manim Shana. A person reaches the age of 80. That's a milestone in one's life. So when you have something to be thankful for, so that constitutes a Surah Saidoya. And a Surah Saidoya, well, you mentioned the Gemara, the last daf in my cotton. The Gemara says, my cotton. That chorus means a person, they're Minashamayim, to see to it that he dies before the age of 50. Isavadeshmai means he'll see to it that he dies before the age of 60. Tosis says, Takasha. We see a lot of people in Mechale Shabbos, they live after the age of 50. It's Karis. We see a lot of people who do Misavadeshmai Maveris, they survive past the age of 60. So Tosis says, maybe they have schusim, they give stock, they do other things. Okay. So there are cheshbanis. The Bezun Shalmaila has all kinds of cheshbanis. But in principle, one who deserves Karis should really die by the age of 50, one who deserves Misavadeshmai should die by the age of 60. So the Gemara says on the last daf of my cut, there was one of the Amoraim, when he reached the age of 50, he threw a party. So they asked him, but you may die yet between 50 and 60. Maybe you're going to die Misav Deshmai. So he says, he's thankful so far. At least he's Yatz Mechlal Karis. When he'll survive to the age of 60, he'll throw another party. That's Mechlal Misav Deshmai. And then the people got in quotes the Chavis Yoy. When you reach the age of 70, you may shouldn't say Nebehem Shimshon. Special birthday, so you throw a party. So this whole idea of Sudas Hoidoya constitutes a Sudas Mitzvah, the Netziv, and his Biran Chumash, and the Haimik Dover, what's it called? The Haimik Dover, says on Parshas Tzav that it's based on the institution of Korban Toidam. If a person has what to be grateful for, Korban Toidam is Bob Adam and the Dover. You can bring in Korban Toidam whenever you want, any day. If you're happy that you're alive, sure. You're happy that you're alive, bring a Korban Toidam. The Gemara has a brayser later in Brachas. Abot zvichem lahoydus. So there's a machlekes Rashi and Tosis. What does it mean? So Rashi learns abot zvichem lahoydus. There are four people who are obligated to bring a korban toida. Here it is. Abot zvichem lahoydus is nun dalad amid beis. It's about 25 lines from the bottom, or so. It says Amar Rav abot zvichem lahoydus. There's a long tshuva on the right hand margin. Tshuvas Rav Haigoin al the lachoshiv why it's out of order. So Rashi translates in Menachas, these four people are mukhiv to bring a korban toida. And Tosis is masig on Rashi, they are perakat toida. There is no such thing as mukhiv to bring a korban toida. Korban toida is always bo ben edu nedova. It's never b'chayva. But Rashi is consistent like that. Rashi learns the Gemara in the first perak in Zvachim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, in the siman of Birchas HaGaimo. Let's say a person brings a korban toida because it was yotzim ibeis asurim. And the Kohen is makriv, doing the Avodah and Beis HaMikdash, he didn't know what the background was. He thought that this fellow was Achelish and Isrape. He didn't realize that it was Yotzim and Beis HaSim. So he did the Hakrovas HaToida, intending, he thought that it's a Toida for a different thing. So Rashi learns in the Gemara that the Gemara had at one point a Havamina to think that it would passel, and the Maskan is that it doesn't passel. Why in the world should you think that it should passel? This is Rashi the Shitosai. The Rashi thinks there are four different Abot Seich Nadis, the four people on Mechuyif to bring a Karban Toida. According to Tosis, he can't read the Gemara like that. What's the Havamina to think? Because the Kohen thought he's bringing for this instead of that. So Tosis learns Abba Tzichon just means you're mukhiv to recite Birchas HaGoyim, not that you're mukhiv to bring a Korban Toida. No one's ever mukhiv to bring a Korban Toida. Rashi also agrees that a Toida is Bob bin Edu Nedova, but he says there's a Toida Habo B'chayva, and there's a Toida Habo bin Edova. So the Netziv says, in his Bir HaChumash, he says, Toida has to be beyond the Laila at Chatzais. It's a Shlomim, Zevach Toida Shlomov. A toida is a shlamim. That's what the Gemara says. If you shech the toida the shame shlamim, it's not a shini kodesh, because toida is a subcategory of shlamim. It's not a separate, independent carbon. But unlike shlamim, which is nechel shnei yamim v'laylo echad, the toida is only nechel yam v'laylo echad says. So the Netziv says, in order that it shouldn't become nifsal belina, shouldn't become noisar, you have to invite twice as many people to eat with you. Why do you invite twice as many people? Because the psukim say there in Tehillim. That's the perek that the Gemara quotes over there on Nun Dalet Amud Beis. He ramu b'kalom of Moshe v'zikenim yehaleluhu. That you gather together a kahalom, you gather together a big group, and you express your gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in public. You don't just say privately, thank you very much. You gather together a lot of people, and then the person will be in a very good mood if he eats the korban toida first. First, you eat the korban toida, and then in the middle of the meal, you give your thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Gemara in the end of Taina says. How does the Gemara say? Ein Adam, how does it say? You can only say Hallel, Bekeres Maleo Ubenefesh Tzeveo, if you're really full. Because the Mishnah says, let's say there was Atziris Kshamim, it wasn't raining. So the Bezna was going to Tainus and everybody's fasting. So it says that if it starts to rain before Chatzos, so you don't have to continue the Tainus. So everybody goes home and eats, and then they gather together in Shul and they say Hallel. And if it rains after Chatzos, then they have to fast till the end of the day. And if it rains before Chatzos, says everybody goes home and they eat, they break the fast, then they gather together in the Shul and they say Hallel. So the Gemara asks, what are they rushing home to eat first? Go to Shul and say Hallel. It's not, they don't have Kalbach, it's not going to take 4 hours for the Hallel. It's going to take 20 minutes, the whole Hallel. So said, and it's raining before Chatzos. Before Chatzos, said they're not that hungry. What's so bad? They just ate supper. So what's so bad? So first gather together in the Shul and say Hallel. And then you go home and you break the tongue. So the Gemara says, no, Einam Hallel, Elo, Al Keres Maleya, Benefesh Tzeveya. The Hallel, Zok Tzadesa, the Hallel will sing itself out better if the person eats a meal first. So that's what the Nitziv explains. That's the whole institution of the Korban Toida. The Korban Toida is a Suda Saidoya. So Bizman said, we don't have the Korban, but we still have a Suda Saidoya. So the person throws a party, and he gathers together his friends, and then they eat, and then after eating, and he's in a good mood from the eating, then he expresses his gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'alub v'kahalom, how does it say? V'yiromambu v'kahalom, v'moshib zekenim yihalalu.
So,
right, so Taisus asked that Kasha and not Gemara, the last daf in Tainus, I think. So what we just said Hallel this morning, on Chanukah morning, and on Rosh Chodesh, and on Yom Tov. So Taisus says, no, that's a different kind of Hallel. Hallel b'shas ha-Yeshua, Hallel b'shas ha-Nes, or b'shas ha-Yeshua, that has to be the Keres Mulei and Epis Tzveh. There was Atziris Kshamim, and they were nervous. And then it started to rain, so you want to give gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a different story. Hallel on Yom Tov is Simchas Yom Tov, and Hallel on Chanukah is Zechel Nes. It's not Hallel B'Shas Nes. Hallel Pesach Nai, that's what some Rishonim claim, that B'chol Dor V'Dor Chai Baram Liris Esatzno, Kilu Hu Yatzim in Mitzrayim. So the Maram Chalva says that we consider, the Ran quotes this from Rav Haigwan, we consider the Hallel on Lom Pesach like the Hallel B'Shas Nes. So that's why you say part of the Hallel before the meal, and the bulk of the Hallel after the meal. Part of the Hallel before the meal to be covered as Sudas and Sudas Haidoya. And the main part of the Hallel is after the meal. So the Balamor quotes that, he refers it to that Gemara, the end of Tainus, and in Hallel, Al Keres Malev, and Nefesh Tzedek. Because the Hallel on Pesach night is a Hallel considered B'Shas HaYeshua, B'Shas HaNes. But Tosafot says the other Hallel is not Hallel Zechel HaNes. A Hallel out of Simchas Yontem is a different kind of Hallel.
It's also like by Kiddush Levana after Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Say eat something.
Mm-hmm. You have to be in a good mood. Yeah, that's another Indian. Yeah, you have to be in a happy mood when you recite Kiddush Levana. So if you're hungry from Tisha B'Av, you're not in a happy mood. You have your sneakers on, you're not in a happy mood. Yeah.
So do we assume that Misvedei Shemayim is more chomer because people die 10 years earlier than Kareis, which is 10 years later?
The reverse. We assume Kareis had died before 50, Misvedei Shemayim by 60. So that's the Bavli. So according to the Bavli, we assume that Kareis is more chomer than Misvedei Shemayim. The Avnei Miluim by the Ktzois on Eben Ezer, in the beginning, one of the first paragraphs in the Sefer, discusses the possibility that there may be a Yerushalmi that says Fakir, maybe a position in Yerushalmi that Misha B'Yishmael is Mochamah than Koris. But according to the Bavli, it says that Koris is Mochamah 10 years worse than Misha B'Yishmael. So that's the story over here, that when he got better, so Rabbi Bo decided to give a Sudas Haidoya in his honor.
Is there like a queue for someone to make a Sudas Haidoya? Is it every year? Is it only one time? Let's say someone, and this happens to someone.
So I don't think there's ever a queue. There's never a queue to bring a carbon tide. Taisus, we assume like Taisus, not like Rashi. Abbas Yichon Haidus does mean you have to bring a carbon tide. You're not mechuyev to have a Sudas Haidoya. If you'll do it, it'll be Abbas Yichon Haidus mean you have to say Berachas Hagam. Berachas Hagam has to be Bifnei Asara. Okay? But the Sudas Haidoya, there's a queue. It's a mitzvah queue.
That only once, or would it be every year also?
Some have the practice that you do every year in commemoration. Yeah.
And you would have the same status as...
Yeah, they were communities, but they used to observe Yamim Tovim, Every year in commemoration of whatever Yeshua they had, the Chayyadam was almost killed. There was a fire in his home, and he was almost killed. So he writes in Hilchus Purim that every year in commemoration of that Hatzalah, he used to throw a party, and he composed his own piyut, and he Al Kosiyai Nishta Yishta Gvi, Shira Nazamar Lalake Hamashi. He quotes a whole piyut that he composed that he used to recite every year. The Taisis Yandav also had a fire in his home. He was almost killed. So his descendants also used to celebrate every year in commemoration of the Hatzalah. Rabbi Soloveitchik said that somehow he remembers participating in the Taisis Yandav family party. He doesn't remember exactly how he's a descendant of the Taisis Yandav, but he said he participated. And the Taisis Yandav wrote a whole autobiographical discussion, description of what happened when the fire occurred.
But you don't have to say Hallel on that day? You don't have to say Hallel on that particular day?
When a Yochid has a Yeshua?
Right.
I don't think so. The Gemara's Lashon in Arvei Pesachim is when the Tzibur, when the Kohol has the Yeshua, Al Kol Tzara Shalai Tov Al Tzibur, Kshani Gol Mimeno, Arvei Misahala, when the Tzibur has, but when it's a Yochid, not. That's the Lashon of Gemara here also. In the beginning of the second Perek, where is it? The Gemara says, Yamim Shai Yochid Gaim Abraham Esahalo, on Yud Dalet Amin Aleph. Why does it say Yamim Shai Yochid Gaim Abraham Esahalo? So the Rabbi Yoina has a whole Arichas, so he says, on Pesach Shavuot Sukkos. Then there's another halal that the Tzibur says if they have a Yeshua. If the Tzibur has Al Kol Tzara Tzara Shalai Tov Al Tzibur Shalagam Imenu, they recite halal. That's the Loshan Agamara in Arvei Pesach. So Rabbi Yoina says that's only if the whole Klal Yisrael was B'Tzara. Whole Klal Yisrael means all the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. Even if the majority of the world Jewish population are Chutz Lorets, but the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael is called the Tzibur, Klal Yisrael. Jews who live in Chutz Lorets are called Yechidim. That's the Gemara in Tainus, the end of the first parable.
How many generations? We mean to the Tosos Yotov's descendants did it. So, 100 years later, they should have.
Yeah, it has to be still meaningful. Yeah, every community, they used to have the Magen Avraham. And Hilchos Purim quotes a tshuva from the Maharam Al Shakar that if a Kehila had a Yeshua, that's some kind of a tzor that had a Yeshua. So every year they can celebrate in commemoration of that the Yeshua when it's still relevant, when it still makes sense. If everybody forgot what it is, that's it's irrelevant. The Shaila is the Gemara says in the Gemara sounds like it says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches that there's a violation of Bal Tosif to add new Yamim Tovim over and above the Yamim Tovim in Chumash. Yeah, Pesach Shavuot Sukkos Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So there's a violation of Bal Tosif. And the Chachamim during the period of Bai Sheni added on Yamim Tovim in the Megillas Tainis, those were not in violation of Bal Tosif because those all have to do with the binyan of the Beis Hamikdash. So that's like the Kriyas HaTorah is about the Chanukah Sanasiyim. So the Ramban writes on Parshas Nosa on that on the, today's Kriya that's a din deraisa. Whenever you build the Beis Hamikdash, you have to have some celebration. So then, in commemoration of the building of the Beis Hamikdash, or on the occasion of improving the Beis HaMikdash in commemoration of the improvement of the Beis HaMikdash, so that's a mitzvah kiyumis to celebrate. So that's Niche, all the Yom Tov, Megillas Tainis, they all revolve about Beis HaMikdash. But if the Tosfos Yontov had a Hatzalah, has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. If the Chayyadim had a Hatzalah, what does it have to do with the Beis HaMikdash? So let it be a violation of Bal Tosif. So the Chayyadim says, but the Maharam Al Shaka said it's okay. Magen Avraham quotes Maharam Al Shaka said it's okay. So he said the Teretz is the only time it's an Iser is if it's going to be celebrated all over the world. All the Jews all over the world are going to celebrate a holiday, then Sishmek for a holiday, then it looks like Bal Tosif. But if only this family celebrates, only this community celebrates, it's not celebrated all over the world, then there's no issue of Bal Tosif, then it doesn't have to do with the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't necessarily have to have a Shaychus with the Beis HaMikdash. It won't be a violation of Bal Tosif anyway because it doesn't look like a Yontif. Yontif is only celebrated by the Jews all over the world. That's the Shaila, Yom Ha'atzmaut and Yom Yerushalayim. So you have 4.5 people who belong to the Neturei Karta. So they don't celebrate Yom Ha'atzmaut. So that means it's not celebrated world over? No, it's celebrated. Even in Broyas, they celebrate Yom Ha'atzmaut. Everybody celebrates Yom Ha'atzmaut. Everybody celebrates Yom Yerushalayim. There aren't enough people not celebrating it that it should take away from it. So it's not an issue of Bal Tosif. So if you assume that these events are possibly going to lead up to the building of the Beis HaMikdash, it's nicha. But if you're pretty convinced that it's not necessarily going to lead up to the Beis HaMikdash, you don't see any connection. You don't see it's going to lead up to the Beis HaMikdash, then you taka shouldn't celebrate Yom HaAtzmaut. That's what the Chayei Odom writes and the Malbim writes. They both write the same. That the only time there's a the only time the Pichodesh learns in the Gemara that it's a violation of Baal Tosef, that's the simple reading of the Gemara. You can't institute a new holiday after the Zman Churban Abayis because it'll be a violation of Baal Tosef. You can only institute a Yontif Zman Abayis if it has a connection with the Beis HaMikdash, or if it's Shalom Zman Abayis, but it looks like it's going to lead up to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So the Chayei Odom interprets when he's giving his whole explanation why he has his celebration, and he quotes the Maharal Malshaka and says that a Kehillah can celebrate their local Purim, and the Malbim writes the same in his commentary on the Megillas Esther that this prohibition is only if the Yontif is going to be observed by all of Klal Yisrael, so only by a family, only by a community. That's not a Baal Tosef. It doesn't look like a Yontif.
How could it be any worse than Purim?
Purim also was a problem. That's what the Turiyev and the Megillah asked the Kasha. How did they, in Rosh Hashanah, yes. How did they ever establish Purim in the first place? According to the Gemara's tradition, the story of Purim occurred during the 7 years of Golas Babel. So there was no Beis HaMikdash. So that's what they answer. The Nesivus answers in his commentary on the Megillah. And the Sfasemis and others write like that. The Chachamim in that generation thought that the next Purim is going to lead to the building of the second Beis HaMikdash. So therefore they had the right to celebrate in anticipation of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. That's why we celebrate Chanukah today. Zman Baisheni, they celebrated Chanukah in commemoration of the Nes Chanukah that occurred so many years earlier. And after the Churban HaBayis, so there's no more reason to celebrate Chanukah. Mar says, no, Chanukah is an exception to the rule. Why? Because we're celebrating in anticipation of the third Beis HaMikdash. That the Nes Chanukah was prophesied in advance by the Navi Haggai. He said in advance that tremendous Nes will occur that will indicate that there is a Hashras HaShchinah here, and that Shchinah will become obvious and apparent during the Bais HaShlishi, and the whole Bais Sheni period was a Hachana for the Bais HaShlishi. That was all the preparation.
Where is this going?
Which part? This is all the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches.
It talks about the Chanukah.
The Gemara asks, Chanukah should be, why do we still celebrate Chanukah today? So the Gemara says, Shani Chanukah, the Mefarsim Anisa. So Rashi has a different shot because Rashi holds that there's no Baal Tosef. Rashi holds that the Chachamim Adam on the 614th mitzvah, it's only Baal Tosef, the Rabbanim. The Gemara says, let's say a person will wear two tefillin. A person will wear two pairs of tefillin. Okay, so the Gemara says, Hai lechudikoy. The Gemara talks about Kol HaMoisiv Goreya. So the Gemara says, Hai lechudikoy, v'hai lechudikoy. So there's a major machlokes Rishonim on that Gemara. Hai lechudikoy, v'hai lechudikoy is a Loshon HaGemara in Sanhedrin Daf Peites by Zogman Mamre. Zogman Mamre adds on to the mitzvah HaTorah, and it's a Gemara in Lulav HaGozel. The Gemara says, if a person takes the Dalet Minim, he takes some more Minim in his hand, but it's not tied up together in Or if you hold lulav and it's archegit, even if it is all tied up together, but lulav does need an egit, so it's not been served to the others. So the Gemara says, so what's the problem? But on the other hand, the Gemara in the last parak in Erevin says, hamaitzit filin, that if a person wears two shal yads or two shal roshin, then it is a violation of Baal Tosef. So why don't you say hailuchudikoy? So the Achrayim asked this kasha, the Taz and the Mogen Avraham asked the kasha. So Rabbi Kivega points out, the two answers that they give is a machlokes and taisis, 2 days in taisis and two different mesitas. So one taisis answers that there's no Baal Tosef deraisa, but there is Baal Tosef midrabban. If you put on two shal yads or two shal roshin, it'll be Baal Tosef derabban. The other taisis answers, no, it'll be Baal Tosef deraisa. But if it's hailuchudikoy, you can't say kol ha-moisiv goreya. If a person is going to stuff in five parshios in the bottom in the tefillin, so then a mamish passels the tefillin and he sews up the bayis. So it passels the tefillin, and so not only are you in violation of Baal Tosef, you're not even yet in the mitzvah of tefillin. But if you have high luchodikoy, put on tushal yads, a tushal roshin, so you are in violation of Baal Tosef min HaTorah, but you can't say kol ha-moisiv goreya, you can't say that it distorts the mitzvah, you're in the mitzvah. So Rashi l'shitas, so Rashi holds that if you ever want to add on a 614th mitzvah, it's going to be high luchodikoy, high luchodikoy. The only time Rashi holds, the only time there's Baal Tosef derais is if you fulfill a mitzvah deraisa behoy sofa. You have five parshas in the tefillin. The Kohen says four brachas in the duchenin. or you have five tzitzis and sewed onto the beged. You're really supposed to only have four, and you sewed on five tzitzis onto the beged, something like that. So then that's baltaisav deraisa. You fulfill a mitzvah deraisa b'hisofa. You're distorting a mitzvah deraisa. But if you add on an additional mitzvah, ha'iluchu dikoi, the Rashi holds that's only baltaisav derabon. So according to Rashi, it's only what the Gemara is going to worry about baltaisav derabonon by establishing a yontif. A new yontif is going to be a 614th mitzvah. So it won't be a baltaisav deraisa. Baltaisav derabon, heimam veimam bro. Rabbanan said not to add on 614th mitzvah. They decided to make a yontif derabban. According to Rashi, there's no problem about Taisav derais. But the Ramban and the Talmidei HaRamban hold that there is a problem, and the Sfasemis and many about Rishonim, a lot of Chayim don't accept that Rashi. They hold there is a problem. Even Hailuchudikoy, it will be Baltaisav derais, and you have to figure out why we still observe Chanukah today. It's a shaila from Baltaisav derais. It no longer has anything Chanukah because Man Abayis had to do with the Beis Hamikdash. It's not a violation of Balteisi because that's a kiyum of a deraisa. The Ramban's mitzvah deraisa of celebrating on the occasion of building a Beis Hamikdash. So that's a chiyuv. So if you celebrate a commemoration of the building or the restoring or the rededicating, so it's a kiyum. It's a kiyum.
But does Ramban address it like Hanukkah?
No.
So who says that?
Now the Ramban says that when the Gemara raised the issue in Megillah Daf Yudalit, Esther requested Kivuni Ladari. She made two requests. First, she requested Kivuni Ladari, she should be Kaveya the Yontif of Purim. So they agreed. Then she made a second request, Kisvuni Ladari. I want you to incorporate the book of Esther into the Kisvuni HaKadosh. So that was a Shaila. There was a debate, and then they did. After many generations, they did incorporate. So the question, Kisvuni, the first question, Kivuni Ladari, to make a Yontif, the Gemara said there was also a big debate. So the Ramban says, why was there a debate? The Ramban says, Achumish, and the Ritva, and the other Rishonim say, because that was the first time that they ever did a mitzvah in the Rabbanim. They always had gzeiros the Rabbanim, siyogim and harchokas, but this was the Mikra Megillah, and celebrating Purim was the first time they ever established a mitzvah sesim in the Rabbanim, mikum v'yasei, that was not based on mishmeris and mishmarit, it wasn't based on a siyog. So the Gemara says, it would have been a problem of Balteis, about Shematzu, Mikra Kosa Batur. Till they figured out there's no Baltosif on any mitzvah in the Rabbanon, because all mitzvahs in the Rabbanon, they would only institute a mitzvah in the Rabbanon that's at least a kiyum derais. If you have a mitzvah Rabbanon, it's not a kiyum derais, it will be a violation of Baltosif. Other Rishonim say, no, it says, the Rabbanon have a right to make a din the Rabbanon, there's no Baltosif. And others say, no, the way the Ramban writes. Every mitzvah of the Rabbanon is an issue, is a problem of Baltaisiv, even though it's Hailichu Dikoi, but it's still a Baltaisiv deraisa, to invent the 614 mitzvah. And the only reason why it's not Baltaisiv is because even if the Chachamim wouldn't have introduced it as a chiyuv, as a mitzvah, it would have been a mitzvah kiyumis anyway on the level of deraisa.
So by Hanukkah, the kiyumis is the building of the
mitzvah. So by the Hanukkah, by all the Yamitah, Mamigilas, Tainis, the mitzvah kiyumis was this Ramban. So the Ramban says on Parshas Nosoi, if there's a mitzvah in Atari, he considers it one of the 613 mitzvahs to celebrate on the achiyuv, to celebrate on the occasion of building of Beis Hamikdash. Then to celebrate every year in commemoration of, that's not achiyuv, but apparently that's a mitzvah kiyumis. So if it's a mitzvah kiyumis, you can't say you're in violation of Balteisah. And then we stretch it further, the mitzvah kiyumis, not only in commemoration of building the Beis Hamikdash, commemoration of protecting the Beis Hamikdash from being destroyed, the Hashmonaim, whatever they were victorious in battle, they protected the Beis Hamikdash from being destroyed. So they made a holiday, not because they were victorious in battle. You don't throw a holiday, you don't make a party. You make a Sudas Hodoyah, but you don't make a Yontif, the Duras. They made a Yontif because the Beis Hamikdash was protected from destruction. Or when they made major donations to the Beis Hamikdash, they donated gates and they donated different things. Or when they improved the institution of the Sanhedrin or the institution of the Kohen Gadol, the various institutions of the Beis Hamikdash. So whenever they improved some of the institutions, they made a yontif, because it all had to do with the Beis Hamikdash. So this was good, Bizman Ba'isheni. So Hanukkah was observed for 200 years, Bizman Ba'isheni, Zeche to the fixing up of the Beis Hamikdash. Then when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, so there was a whole machlokes, should we still celebrate the Yom Tov Megillas Tainis? So after many generations, the accepted opinion was that no more. We no longer observe the Yom Tov, with the exception of Hanukkah and Purim. So why is Chanukah? So the Gemara says, "Shani Chanukah, the Mefarsim Anis." So Rashi gives a whole pshat. Rashi holds that there's no issue about Baltaisav deraisa. It's only about Baltaisav derabanan. So Rashi holds, well, it's such a famous story, so the rabbis didn't want to do away with it. That's how Rashi learns. But the other Mefarshim hold that it's an issue about Taisiv Deraisa. So what do you mean a famous story? It's a mitzvah chaviv and miyod, and the Haman liked it. So they didn't do it. It's a shalom about Taisiv. So the others learn, no, Shani Chanukah and the Mefarshim Anisa, the Navi Chagai prophesied in advance that the Nes Chanukah is going to occur as a similar dover, that this whole Bayis Sheni is only a hachana for the Bayis HaShlish. That's what it says in Chagai Eschar Malachi. All three said the same thing. So Shani Chanukah, the Mefarshim Anisa, the Chassidish in Svar Ma'at like this. Mefarshim Anisa, the Nes Chanukah was Mefarshim, we're celebrating Al Shem Ha'asid. The Nes Chanukah was to demonstrate that there is a Hashvuas HaShchina, even though it's B'Seser, and that a third Beis HaMikdash will be built. So we are celebrating in anticipation of the third Beis HaMikdash. So that's what the Purim was all about from day number one. Purim, at the time of Purim, according to the Gemara's history, there was no Beis HaMikdash, but they were celebrating in anticipation of the Binyan Bayis Sheni, because they felt that Purim is going to lead up to the Bayis Sheni. And apparently we still continue to celebrate Purim today. The Megillah says, why? But it should only make sense we should celebrate through the end of the Bayis Sheni period. After the Churban Bayis Sheni shouldn't celebrate anymore. So apparently we assume that whatever, for whatever purpose, Purim was a hachana for the Bayis HaSheni, it's also going to be considered a hachana for the Bayis HaShlishi. So you got to figure out, why was that a hachana for the Bayis HaSheni? And why do you think it's going to be a hachana for the Bayis HaShlishi? So perhaps because of the Kabbalah Sater at that time, the Kimo V'Kimbo. Just like Maimon HaSinai, if the Jews wouldn't have accepted Torah, Baruch Shalom wouldn't have given them Eretz Yisrael. It was given on the condition that you're going to observe the laws of the Torah. That's what it says in the Chumash, every other parsha. You get everything, so if you keep the Torah. So they violated that bris. The Psukim say in Nehemiah, the Jews in Yecheskel, it says that the Jews violated the bris. The Baruch Shalom said he's going to have to make a new bris. So what's the bris HaChadoshim? So the Catholics tell you that this is the bris HaChadoshim. And the Jewish tradition has it, the bris HaChadoshim was the bris HaMana in Nehemiah. When they came to the beginning of the Bayis Sheni period. So they made a new Christmas bris, and the representatives of all of the Shvatim were there, and they all promised to observe all of the mitzvahs of Torah, not like our forefathers who violated. So that big Chazor HaBetshuva, that was the Kim of the Kiblu. That started with the Nes Purim. And then a couple of years later, they made this bris Amon on the Beis HaMikdash. So that Kabbalah HaTorah, that they accepted the Torah anew on the occasion of the Nes Purim, apparently that's what gave us the right to enter Eretz Yisrael the second time. Apparently that gave us the right to enter. So the third time, because the Navi Yecheskel said the first bris that was made at Har Sinai was broken, the Jews violated. Now the Baruch Shalom says he's going to make a bris that's going to be engraved on our hearts, we won't be able to break it. See, even though the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, apparently we won't be in need of a new Kabbalah Sater. The Kabbalah Sater that was that took place on the occasion of bris of Nes Purim is what's going to carry us on to enter the third time and to build the third Beis HaMikdash. Apparently that's why we still continue to observe Purim. We assume that it was a haschalah of the Binyan Bayis Sheni because of the Kabbalah Sater. That's it's going to be a haschalah for the Bayis HaShlishi as well. And the Nes Chanukah is Shani Chanukah, the Mefarshim Anisa. For the first 200 years we celebrated Chanukah in commemoration of the miracle that happened in the past. And now since the Churban Bayis Sheni, the last 2,000 years, we celebrate Chanukah in anticipation of the future. Al Shem Ha'asid, we're celebrating the Binyan Bayis HaShlishi in advance, because we know we have the promise of the Nevi'im that is going to take place. And the similar dover was the miracle of Chanukah. The Baruch Shalom made the miracle to show that there is a Hashuas HaShchin in the Bayis Sheni, which will become the Gilui at some time in the future. When is that? The Bayis HaShlishi, not the Bayis HaSheni who is sleeping. There was nothing happening in Bayis HaSheni. Bayis HaShlishi is going to become more apparent. So Rachamal said, there's an institution of Asudas HaGdoyim. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that on Chanukah, the Chachamim never instituted the mitzvah of Suda. On Purim they made, Lasset says they made Mishnah B'Simcha. On the other 50 Yom Tov Megillas Tainis, they never introduced the Chi of Suda. But if you sing Shiras V'Sish Bachais, then you can convert the Chagigah into a Suda Soidoyah. We're thanking the Rebbeinu Shlom. You sing Ala Nisim, Ala Gvuras, Ala Chos, Ala Mochamis. So you convert the Suda into a Suda Soidoyah. So Suda Soidoyah. If you're thankful for something reasonable, a person is thankful that the 25th wedding anniversary, 50th wedding anniversary, something like that, 70 years old, 80 years old, something like that. So if there's something to be thankful for, graduated college, that's nicha, whatever, got an MD. So if there's something significant to be to appreciate, you give a suda sada. Here he is sick, it was a chalash and a srape. And Rabbo made up his mind, if he survived, if Rabbi Zera gets better, he's going to make a suda sada. So they made the suda sada. So it was time to say amoitzi. Kemotel mishri, when it was time to say amoitzi, on the fourth line from the top. So Rabbo was the host. So he says to Rabbi Zera, the chalash and a srape, I'm a chabad you, you should say amoitzi. So he says, no, Amalei. No, the din is the guest of honor doesn't say Hamaitzi. You're paying for the whole meal, so you should say Hamaitzi. Balabais Batseya. Why is it Balabais Batseya? The Gemara says, because if someone else is going to be Batseya, it's not his challah. So maybe the Balabas can't afford it. So maybe he wants everybody to get the skinny slices of challah. If the Balabai is Batseya, he's the boss. He's paying for it. So he can make big fat slices and give everybody as much as he wants. He can give Bayin Yofen. If it's a guest who's going to be Batseya, so he has no right to be so generous at the expense of the Balabai. So he says, Balabai is Batseya. Shor Elohu. So Rabbi Bo, who is the host, he was paying for the whole meal. So he made Amoitzi and he gives all the food. Kimota, then they had a whole party. And he said, Bichas HaGayim or whatever. Kimota Lebruch, it's time to bench. Omalei, Nevaruch Lan Mar. So Rabbi Bo again invites Rabbi Zera, you should bench Mezumah. So he says, no, Amalei, L'sav L'amai L'hadir Rabbi Hune, Imin Bo V'dam V'tzeh Mevarach. Whoever said Amoitzi is the one who should bench Mezumah. Freg di Gemara and Rabbi Bo didn't know that din. V'yu Kaman Svi Olei. How come Rabbi Bo didn't know that din? So Gemara, nein, he holds like Rabbi Yechon. Ki Odam Rabbi Yechon, M'shim Rabbi Shem Ben Yechoy. Balabai is Batzeh V'arech Mevarach. Why is Balabai? He's Botseya Kadesh Yivtsa Ba'ayin Yofen. It's his, so he can be generous. So he should cut big slices, fat slices, and distribute to everybody. If the host is going to say, he's not the Balabas. It's not his, he doesn't have the right to give everybody Ba'ayin Yofen. Can't give such big pieces. Varech Mevarech. But when it comes to the benching, we would recommend that the guest should bench, not like Rabbi Zera told them that whoever said Amoitzi should bench. No. If the Balabas said Amoitzi, then it's preferable that one of the guests should bench Mezumin. Why? Because when you bench Mezumin, the practice was only the Mezamin says the benching. So if the Balabai says the benching, you're going to say the Olamayi Chasreinu, period. Harachman, that's all. If one of the guests is going to be Mezamin, then it's going to add on a bracha for the Balabais. It says in Shulchan Aruch, the Achayim said, Bizman Azeh, that everybody says along with the Mezamin, so there's no longer a Hashivas that the Oreach should be Mevarach. We're all going to say the bracha for the Babais anyway. We're all going to bench anyway. But Bizman HaGemara, or some places today, they still have the practice that the one who benches Mezumah, he's the only one who says the benching. The others sit there quietly. They just say Amen. So then it's recommended, Oreach Mevarach, Kidei, Shibarach LaBalabais, in order that he should give a bracha to the Balabais. My Mevarach, what's the Nusach? He writes in Shalev, the Balabais, Balamazel, call him Alamabo. Rebbe Yadzan along the Nusach. Yaslich Beod B'chal Nechos, B'yon Nechos, B'chasen Tzlach and Prevner, etc. Till the end, you say the whole Nusach. Yeah. What kind of a din is this to give a bracha to the Balabais? You have to be Makatova. People do your Tova. You have to express gratitude. But to say in the benching a special bracha for the Balabais, it's interesting. The Gemara in Saito, in Perek Elam Nemorim, Elam Nemorim is a Perek that's like brachas. Talks about Krishna, about davening, about duchening, about orachaim, the good things. It has nothing to do with Saita. Saita ends, the Hilcha Saita end on the Eilin Amarim is around the Aflamed Asal. Then from Eilin Amarim to the end, the second half of the Masechta is like Brochas, the good things, especially Eilin Amarim. So in Eilin Amarim, the Gemara is darshani every word and every letter in a pasuk. So Tosis says, Tosis on the side, the Tosis Shantz on the side says they left out a little bit, they didn't darshan everything. So Tosis fills in the missing drasha. He presents it as if it's a din d'oraisa, that the bracha for the baba is a din d'oraisa. The Gemara works on that pasuk. So we had the Gemara that it was the Gemara we saw it yesterday. Amen Chesam Beis, 5-6 lines from the top. Moshe Tikkun Saw Bichas Hazon. You should have been composed the second bracha, and David Shlomo composed the third bracha. First, David composed half of the bracha, then when Shlomo Melch built the Beis HaMikdash, then he composed the second half of the third bracha. Then, Atev HaMeitev was instituted in Betar. Biavne Tiknua, because the Haruge Betar were Nitnu Lekvur. So the Gemara doesn't say anything about Birchas Baal HaBayis. So that's the Tosfos on the side of the Gemara, the Tosfos Shans, Pinta, on the side of the Gemara in Saito. So they darshan as if it's a din deraisa. But v'irachta es Hashem Alkech es l'rabbis Baal HaBayis, you have to give a bracha to the Baal HaBayis. So Shaila, we usually don't say this, and all the old Siddum, but they don't have this, Yerotzen Shalevis Baal HaBayis, Baal HaMaz, etc. They just have Rachman Baruchas Baal HaBayis, that is Ishta Baal HaSab, that also is based on Mazar, and so on. So the Acharenim are wondering on the bottom of the Rosh, the Lechem Chamudis, the Bechamudis, they wonder why did they change the Nusach. So some say the same thing, no one changed anything, the Zelba Nusach. It doesn't have what Rebbe said, doesn't have what the Chachamim said, it's not really the same. And others say, no, it's not the same, you're missing so much, it should really say the Nusach that's printed in the Gemara. So that's why in recent years they print the whole Nusach from the Gemara. Okay, we're up to the next Gemara. This is a very famous Gemara. Adhechan birchas hazimun. Wow, it's a whopper of a Gemara. Adhechan birchas hazimun. So Rashi and Tosfos have such a machlokes kirchag mizrach mimayrav. What the words in the Gemara mean? Maybe we'll do this tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday. People want to learn bench and mezumin tomorrow. How many people want to learn baita? We don't even have a mezumin. Okay, so we'll learn something else. Okay, so we'll start Sunday. I'm not going to be here. Sunday I'm going to be in Baltimore. So Monday, the Tzoyis Hashem, Monday we're going to do Adhecha Birchas Hazimun. Take a look, the Tzoyis is important in Gemara. Okay.